with us. Normally we do this on Monday, but he had some things that came up in his day, and so we had to push it to today, and that's okay. It's always good to talk to Dan Lucas. Dan, how are you?
Very good, Bill. How are you doing?
Very good. I'm kind of getting my I'm a little distracted. I've got my duck stuff on, and I'm kind of all ready to head down to Eugene tonight. So
is that a football game or?
Yeah, that's where they play football. The place there in Eugene where they play football, you know, and they win football games, you know, and they go to national championships and Rose Bowls and Fiesta Bowls and things.
Oh, rub it in.
As opposed to some other team.
Rub it in.
Just go ahead, try all you want. You can't win. So, I mean, this argument. Anyway, so Dan Lucas would like to talk about the call for more PERS transparency. What do you mean PERS transparency? What do you mean it's not transparent now?
Absolutely not. So, I've written on PERS quite a bit, but and I had planned to just, you know, let it go for a while, but then the local paper ran an article that said school districts see a large drop in PERS rates.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it just, I mean, that is so deceptive. It's disgusting. And so I wrote the article because it's something I've thought about for a while. Sadly, I have occasion to look at a lot of different budgets. I look at the state budget. I look at county budgets. I look at school district budgets. And some of them do a better job than others of talking about the true amount of their PERS cost. And I think that there ought to be a state law passed that requires people, every level of government in Oregon, to publish clear and simple information in their budget document that says how much their total PERS costs are. And quite honestly, the Salem-Keizer School District does one of the better jobs of any that I've seen. Yeah, and because the article that they ran is talking about they talk about a real small part of PERS and then try to make it look like it's a nice rosy picture. But it's very deceptive because overall PERS costs are they're staggering and they are sucking dry every level of government, county government, city government, school districts, and the state. They eat up a huge part of all that budget, mm-hmm. PERS costs do. Mm-hmm. And to say that one part of PERS costs went down for school districts, where it actually went up a little bit for cities and counties, in the state, actually, it's very deceptive. And so, you know, if we're sitting here in the Salem-Keizer area and we see, school districts are seeing a large drop in their PERS rate, so that's fantastic. And yet, when you go look at the Salem-Keizer School District budget, and this is not the current budget, but the last budget, 2013-2014, okay. They were reporting that, hey, great news, our total PERS costs went down from 31% of payroll to 27% of payroll.
Okay.
And, you know, but your heart stops.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? And that's, you know, that's just, and on top of that, they also pay Social Security, you know, like all employers.
Right.
So I mean, the cost that they pay out for retirement is staggering.
That really is.
People need to know that. And to talk about that one little aspect of the PERS cost went down for school districts is very deceptive unless they give the whole picture, which they don't.
And by the way, again, Dan Lucas with us from Oregon Catalyst, you noted last month, the payroll, salaries and benefits, is 87% of the Salem-Keizer General Fund budget.
Exactly.
And now you're saying that it's dropped all the way from 31 to 27% PERS.
Right. So, yeah, the part of the budget that's 87% of their budget, of that part, you know, more than a quarter of it goes for PERS costs.
Wow.
And people need to know that. You know, if they come out and they say, hey, would you vote this bond for our schools? We need to know where that money's going.
Yeah.
Because really, no matter what they tell you, it's going to pay for past PERS excesses. And then people might decide, okay, well, we just got to eat it, and they'll vote for it. But they need to know that.
So when you say transparency in PERS, you said Salem-Keizer Schools just happens to be fairly good about showing their situation with PERS. But you're saying that most aren't?
they aren't. And also, I think it would be good for there. You know, Salem Kaiser has some room for improvement. And what I propose is, and I think you've seen this before, but the state legislative fiscal office in every budget they publish this pretty nice pie chart that shows, hey, here's the different major funds within our budget and how much they are.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that's pretty cool. I mean, that's as a citizen, that communicates a lot to me, and I don't have to wade through a lot of the garbage that they usually make you wade through. So I personally appreciate that. And I thought, you know, let's pass a state law that everybody, every school district, every county, every city, has to publish a nice, simple pie chart that shows here is our total PERS cost relative to our payroll cost, so that people can look at it. And then the other part of that would be, okay, just so we have something to compare that to, how does that compare to the private sector?
That's a great question. How does it?
Right. And they publish this one source, and there might be other ones, but the one I use is from the U.S. Department of Labor, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they publish this report, I think it's once a year, and it says, hey, here's how much in the private sector the average employer is paying for non-Social Security retirement pensions. So that's comparable to PERS.
Okay, something like PERS, all right.
Right, and in the private sector, it's around 4%.
4% of the total payroll costs.
Of the total payroll costs.
Okay.
So for Salem Kaiser School District, it's now down to 27%. And in the private sector, it's 4%.
Well, gee, Dan, but we promised them all that.
and so I just think people need to know that when they're making voting decisions. And like when Kitzhaber says, well, we fixed PERS. PERS is off the table.
Not even close.
Right. And it's kind of like saying, hey, for the last 2 days, my temperature was going up half a degree an hour. And, I had a temperature of 120, which is, medically a freak that I'm even alive. But now it's gone down. My temperature has dropped an entire degree. Isn't that good news?
Yeah. You're on the mend.
I'm going to go home and play golf.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you're not really, in reading this article and gathering from what you've said here, you're not really making a judgment call necessarily on PERS itself. You're just saying, look, we just like to know where is PERS in the scheme of every budget.
Exactly. I mean, I think people have a right to know. And in fact, how do you make an informed voting decision and who you're going to vote for? And if your local, school district or whoever says, hey, could you please vote us this bond so we can do this and this? I want to know how much of my money is going to pay for PERS. And I might decide, you know what, the past is the past. You know, the Democrats who run this state let PERS get way too excessive for too many years, but I can't go back and fix that, so I'm going to go ahead and cough up more of my money so that the schools can run the way they need to, and we're just going to have to eat it on PERS. Or maybe I start voting for people who will change the judiciary in this state and change the legislators to people who will push for real PERS for reform.
I would have to agree with you on that. When I read that story in the local newspaper, and as well as there was a similar one in the Big O, if you had just read the headlines and kind of skimmed the story a little bit, you would have thought, holy cow, PERS has really dropped. This is great.
Exactly. They present, they're not lying.
No.
But they are deceiving.
Yeah. They're not telling the whole truth, the whole picture.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And people need to know that. And I don't understand why they continue to do this. It's a great disservice to the voters in Oregon.
Well, I've run into it a whole lot, of course, out on the campaign trail with the various places where I've sought endorsements or met with people and whatnot. And of course, whenever it's a public employee of any kind, I'm immediately blasted with a double-barrel shotgun of, hey, what are you going to do about PERS, boy? So I'm hearing about it. I'm hearing about it from a lot of people, but most people in the private sector just really don't care other than how much is it costing me.
Right, exactly. And also I think, Bill, increasingly, like younger workers, like younger teachers, people who can't even get hired as a teacher because the school has no money because they're paying it all out in PERS.
Yeah.
But I think I there was a year or two ago, there was a young teacher in the Portland area who said, and he said, I'm a Democrat. I voted for President Obama. He said, but I will tell you, I am starting to agree with Republicans on PERS reform. He said, you know, I'm a young teacher, and I'm getting hosed. I'm getting my days cut and everything else so that these people who were in the, you know, the golden era of PERS excesses can get theirs.
Yeah.
And he said, that's not fair.
I ran into somebody the other day, same situation, a person who, I don't know what political affiliation they were, but it was a public employees union person, and they actually said to me, I don't expect there to even be PERS when I retire. So
wow.
What, you know, and I said, no, I agree with you. I was discussing with one of the public employees unions. I said the very same thing to them. I said, guys, you're hammering me with questions about what are you going to do about my PERS? What are you going to do about my PERS? And I said, whether I'm in office or not in office, you're probably not even going to have PERS when you retire. So why keep hammering this?
Wow.
And it's not going to survive. I don't think it's going to survive based even on these numbers you just showed us today.
Yeah. And go take a look at what has happened in Detroit. Take a look at what has happened in some cities down in California. And the courts are starting to rule that when those cities and counties go out of business or go bankrupt, they can include in that the PERS obligation, which, of course, in the case I looked at down in California, it was exactly the PERS obligations that caused the city to go bankrupt.
Wow. I don't know exactly what the answer is, Dan. Again, Dan Lucas with us from Oregon Catalyst. I mean, he's just talking about transparency. He's just talking about show us where the money's going and all that. But I know that, you know, I know enough a little bit about Dan that I think he would love to see some serious reform to PERS. And, you know, I, as a person who potentially might be in an office at some point, I'm going to need people like you, Dan, to help me understand how do we do that, you know?
Yeah, and actually the City Club of Portland a couple of years ago came up with some really good PERS reforms, ones that they thought would pass the courts and everything, and what was passed in the last session with PERS Lite is not it.
No.
I mean, it's a tiny little step. My concern with PERS Lite is it gave the Democrats political cover to deceive people and say, hey, we fixed it, and they have not at all.
No. That special session was, the grand bargain. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things, just kind of, I was perusing some information on that grand bargain the other day. There was tell me if I'm wording this right. There was something about seniors. There was not a tax credit, but a.
I think part of the, you know, they did this to buy. They already had $2 billion more in the budget just from an improving economy.
Yeah.
So they had no reason to raise taxes.
Right.
But a bunch of these Democrats didn't want to vote for even tiny little PERS reforms because they thought the public employee unions would go after them, which they've done in the past. And so they said, well, we need some political cover. We need some Republicans to be on our side. And so they threw them a bone of some tax breaks for small businesses. And part of that tax break for small businesses is going to be paid for, and this is from my very poor memory, but basically they're going to stiff seniors.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some kind of...
They're taking away a tax credit or something, but seniors are going to pay for part of that tax break.
And what I got from it was, and again, my memory is terrible too, but I read it and I was looking at it the other day and said, I what scares me here is they took that money and put it into the general budget, which could trigger the kicker, which then you did nothing by the grand bargain. It did nothing. It did absolutely nothing.
There was so much wrong with the grand bargain.
There should have been some designated, whatever. Anyway, it's another day's discussion, but yeah. Okay, so if you get a chance, go to OregonCatalyst.com and look for the story, Call for More PERS Transparency. I hope that you will continue to keep this information in front of my nose, because in case things happen, I need to know.
Absolutely. You know, and just one last thing on the fairness issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's not only PERS is not, these past PERS excesses are not only not fair to younger government workers in Oregon, but it's so not fair to people who are in the private sector. Rachel and I know a guy who, when the economy went in the toilet, you know, 2008, 2009, he lost his job. And just to make ends meet, he had to cash out his 401k.
Wow.
Right. Man. And so now he doesn't have a 401k, and he finally found a job again. And he, so here he is, and he's, you know, he's not young. And so he's trying to save back up for his retirement. And now everybody's coming after him to say, hey, can you pay for another school bond? Can you do this and this? So that these PERS retirees don't even get, you know, dust on their clothes from the economy going in the tank.
Mm.
You lost everything. You had to cash out your 401k just to make it. These people will not allow even reasonable changes to the PERS plan because they want theirs. And that is so not fair.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. All right, Dan Lucas, OregonCatalyst.com. Dan, thanks for this information. It's a great idea, and I think that we need to look into it. PERS transparency. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Bill.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.